This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. There are a handful of line items keeping the overall inflation number high. Shelter is one of them. Another is car insurance. Premiums have gone up, way up. On average, car insurance costs 22% more than it did about a year ago. And according to new data from J.D. Power, more people are comparing prices and shopping around. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
When Emma Balter bought her first car about 4 years ago, it was a brand new expense for her.
I used to live in New York City and before New York City in Europe. And so I didn't own a car until I moved to Houston. So I have learned a lot about cars and how much they cost.
When she got her 2019 Nissan, her insurance was about $147 a month on top of her car payment.
But, you know, I thought that's kind of how much it costs.
Every year since, though, it's gone up.
And every year, basically, you know, I've called my broker. I'm like, hey, this has gone up again. Can you get me a better deal elsewhere? And essentially, the last couple of times that I've tried to do that, they've said, listen, this is what the market is right now. It sucks.
A lot of people are running into this these days, with car insurance costs up 22% or more in some places, says Chase Gardner at the online insurance agent Insurify.
It's the biggest year-over-year jump we've seen in decades. And so we are seeing more interest in looking around for a new policy.
More than 13% of car owners looked around for a better deal last month. Stephen Crudson at J.D. Power says that's more than at any other time since the pandemic began.
Consumers are definitely, I think it's fair to say, fed up with the continual rate increases and seeing their premiums go up every 6 months.
Whether or not they're actually able to find a lower premium is another question. A growing number of drivers are switching insurers, but only about 4%. There's also another trend J.D. Power is seeing lately, Crudson says. More people are driving without insurance. But most, like Emma Balter in Houston, just end up sticking with what they've got, even after shopping around.
The last time that I called, I guess a couple of weeks ago, they said, well, let me see if I can tweak your policy to give you a better price.
The best her agent could find, they told her, was $13 a month cheaper with a higher deductible. She passed.
And that's it. $205. That's just what I'm paying.
More than double her homeowner's insurance. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.